Americans versus Englishmen, played at Germantown, Philadelphia, October 14th and 15th, 1870. Wilkes' Spirit of the Times, from which paper this score, etc., is extracted, stated, "The match was arranged by Mr. Rastell of the Germantown Club and grew out of a desire on the part of the Young America Club to try the strength of their 11 against the strongest 11 of English resident cricketers which could be gathered to meet them, and not from any boastful or vainglorious spirit of special superiority. The American 11 were all amateurs. The Englishmen were the best amateurs and professionals selected from the New York and Philadelphia clubs." The report in the Spirit further stated that when the last run was scored and the victory was assured, the Englishmen among the crowd of spectators became highly elated, and in their enthusiasm, they carried a McIntyre off the field. The Englishmen won by 9 wickets.
The visit of the English 12 to Canada and America in 1872. Sir, I noticed an announcement in a sporting paper last week which is liable to misconstruction, and is, in fact, untrue. The Marylebone Club was reported to have challenged America, and that the necessary steps had been taken by me to give effect to such a challenge. In the first place, no challenge has been sent to America. Secondly, in the proposal that has been made, the initiative was not taken by the MCC. I was introduced last summer to Mr. Patterson of Toronto at Lord's Ground. He then opened the question of a visit to Canada by 11 gentlemen of England to play 4 matches. His proposals were so liberal and the offer so advantageous that I undertook to put an 11 together. I have been so far successful that I am now in a position to state that the trip to Canada will certainly take place. R.A. Fitzgerald, Secretary, MCC. The first match. 11 of England versus 22 of Montreal. Played at Montreal, August the 22nd to the 24th. In this match, Mr. Grace and Mr. Ottaway made 100 runs before the first wicket was down. Mr. Grace made 81. He hit 2 sixes. Mr. Ottaway played as steady as old time. The Canadian batting was weak, bowling excellent, and fielding moderate. Mr. Ottaway stumped 9 and caught out 1. England won by an innings and 140 runs. In America, the sixth match. 12 of England versus 22 of St. George's Club. Played at New York, September the 18th and 19th. Ground dead. The 22's innings was played first. The fielding and bowling of the 12 were superb. Mr. Grace and Mr. Ottaway commenced the England innings at 3:30. Stumps were drawn at 5:45. Mr. Grace, not out 66. Mr. Ottaway, not out 27. Score, 101. Both innings remarkable for patience and fine hitting. England won by 1 innings and 139 runs. On Tuesday, October the 8th, after a 9 days, 12 hours passage in the SS Prussian, the 12 were landed at Liverpool. Before separating, the captain presented a bat to Mr. W.G. Grace to mark his appreciation of his services with the bat and ball.
New Zealand, 1876-77, Alfred Shaw. It cannot be considered surprising that in quarters where betting was rampant, as was the case in Australia at this time, some of the members of our team, who needed very small encouragement to back their opinions and statements at any time, should be led to participate in enterprises they had better have eschewed. One of these enterprises had most unpleasant consequences to one member of the team, and it led to the side being deprived of his services for the last few weeks of the tour. The victim was Ed Pooley. We were playing Christchurch against 18 of Canterbury on February 26th, 27th and 28th, 1877. In a discussion